Antonio Williams caught two passes for 41 yards against the Detroit Lions on Saturday, including a contested catch in traffic, and made Brian Manning's list of six standouts at Commander's Wire from the 17-13 loss. Frame it honestly, this was a backups game. Washington's starting offense played 1-3 snap series, most of the passing came from Sam Hartman and rookie Athan Kaliak-Manis, and Detroit rested its own frontline players. But a rookie receiver fighting for a role can only catch the balls thrown in the game he is given, and this week, for the first time in a live game, somewhere. He was not alone in the audition. Kaliak-Manis hit Nick Nash for 55 yards and Jaden Bradley for 30, per Zach Selby at the team's site, and Bradley added a one-handed grab that drew Dan Quinn's post-game praise. So the depth receiver competition produced multiple names, not one. Above all of them, the top of the room did not move. Terry McLaurin and Stephon Diggs practiced through the week, and the 15-man holdout list no longer includes the receivers, per the team's announcement, meaning the varsity target tree resumes whenever the starters play a real snap. Back in June, we previewed Williams with deliberate restraint. Rookie slot receivers in first-year offenses resist prediction, and the bet was the opening more than the player. This week cut both ways along that exact line. The player keeps producing every time the ball arrives, while the opening he was drafted into keeps shrinking. What settles it now is roster mechanics. Wednesday's joint practice with Baltimore, Friday's finale, likely his last extended audition, and the cut down to 53 on Sunday, August 30th. Watch whether Williams gets first offense slot snaps in the Ravens session and where his playing time falls Friday. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.